It is 6:10, and we've got a major interruption on Metro's Red Line to tell you about this morning. No service between Fort Totten and the Nomog-Gallaudet stations. Joining us live, Metro spokesman Dan Stessel. Dan, good morning. This is going to be an interruption for folks today. What's the problem here?
Hey, good morning, Mike and Bruce. We had an overnight derailment of equipment between Rhode Island Avenue and Brooklyn stations that caused some damage. And it's going to require that both tracks be out of service, A, for the repair of that damage, but also to affect the rerailing process of the two sets of wheels that derailed on this equipment. So our crews are out there now working to get that done as quickly and safely as possible. But as you mentioned in traffic, for the moment, there is no Red Line service between Fort Totten and Noma on the Red Line. This is one of the few sections of the system on Metro Rail where there is a parallel line, and that's the Green Line. So that's your good alternate around this incident. You can transfer at Fort Totten, take the Green Line downtown, and continue your trip from Gallery Place or wherever your final destination is. And so we would recommend that. The other stations in the middle there, Brooklyn and Rhode Island Ave, are being served by alternate shuttle bus service that's running every few minutes right now. And this is having a ripple effect on the rest of the Red Line, mm-hmm. with trains running every 5 to 10 minutes coming out of Shady Grove on that side of the line, and every 10 to 15 minutes on the Glenmont side, Glenmont to Fort Totten.
Any estimate on how long this will take to clear up? Because even though there are some convenient alternatives, nothing seems convenient when you have to change your morning routine.
No, that's absolutely true. And so we will have a better update on how long this is going to take once the sun comes up. This train was not carrying passengers, and there were no injuries, and that's the good news. But it did cause some damage, especially to signal cables, as these two sets of wheels came off the rail. It cut some cables. So that all needs to be repaired and inspected. We've got to do a full track inspection, and that we'll have a much better sense, once the sun comes up, mm-hmm. and we can walk this area of the track.
What kind of delays can we give people a ballpark figure here that they can work into their schedules today? I'm thinking that, it's going to be more than just those people who use either, Fort Totten through the Nomog-Gallaudet stations, but you could end up with residual problems along the rest of the Red Line and maybe even the Green Line.
Yeah, so the Green Line should be fine. We've actually added some trains to the Green Line to provide additional capacity, and ridership would normally be lighter on a day like today, it being the Friday before a nice three-day holiday weekend. So in terms of capacity on the Green Line, I don't think we'll run into the issue there. On the Shady Grove side of the Red Line, if you're coming out of places like Friendship Heights or Bethesda, on that side of the line, you normally see a train every, if you're Shady Grove to Grosvenor, it's every 6 minutes. If you're Grosvenor farther south to Metro Center, that's really every 3 minutes. And instead of that 3 to 6 minutes, it's now every 5 to 10. So you'll wait a bit longer on the platform for your train, and you can only make it as far on that side as Nomog-Gallaudet. If you're coming out of Glenmont, that's really where you're going to feel these delays even more. Glenmont to Fort Totten, trains every 15 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes, and then you've got to transfer at Fort Totten to the Green Line to continue your trip if you're heading downtown. So I'd give yourself a good half hour additional time if you're coming from that side of the line.
Oh, good information.
We'll be happy to pass along an update as soon as you get it, and good luck getting this cleared quickly, Dan.
We much appreciate your help getting the word out.
Metro spokesman Dan Stessel with us.